Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. The complicated equation of nitrogen application in almonds can be boiled down to applying the right amount at just the right time in the right places. As Dr. Patrick Brown, professor of plant sciences at UC Davis, explains, conducting leaf sampling for nitrogen in April can give you some of the information you need to know to make your nitrogen plan.
Okay, so we've done a lot of research to see whether we can take leaf samples in April to give growers an indication of what their nitrogen status will be for the remainder of the year.
He says the methodology is pretty similar to doing leaf sampling in July. Sample from 18 to 25 trees, each of those 20 to 30 yards apart. Collect the samples and send them to a lab for a complete nutrient analysis. Either the grower or the lab can use the results to determine what the nitrogen needs are for the rest of the year. Ann Brown says early spring is a key time for getting that information.
Most of the uptake of nitrogen in an almond orchard will be from late March through to about June or July. About 95% of the almond tree's nitrogen demand is satisfied during that time. So therefore, it's obvious that nitrogen should be applied as a fertilizer exactly during that same period.
But he points out there is another important variable involved.
It is important to recognize that is just one tool in the toolkit. Perhaps the most important tool is to get a reasonable estimate, as good an estimate as possible, of your predicted yield and to use that number to determine what your fertilization rates are going to be for the remainder of the year.
The Almond Board has much more on nitrogen application and leaf sampling on its website. Go to almonds.com/nitrogen budgeting for additional leaf sampling guidelines and to access the online nitrogen calculator. You can find a link on our website as well. That address is agnetwest.com. I'm Sabrina Hill for Agnet West.